right here. Just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is middle
children.
Wow.
Hello.
Wow. Okay, well, you look fucking great.
Thank you. I'm coming from Los Angeles.
Oh my God. We are bi-coastal, you guys.
We're bi-coastal. I'm hosting like the Love is Blind reunion viewing party. So basically, if the reunion was the Oscars, I'm hosting the Vanity Fair party.
Yeah, which is fucking fire and cool. It's so cool. You're like being flown out, paid to like be like a bit. You're a celebrity.
Oh my God, please.
I'm starstruck. I'm scared.
I am a little nervy, but
no.
Well, it'll be good. I'm like nervous. I'm wearing sneakers, but they're gold because I got these fierce snakeskin boots.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I got bit by a spider yesterday.
Okay, wait, what?
I got like in the back of my leg and the boot like hits right where the bite is. So I'm like,
I can't. Okay, don't. It's not worth it. It's literally not worth it. Also, sneaks are cute. They kind of make things casual, which I love.
And like all gold. So like gold neck, gold accoutrement, yeah, gold eye makeup.
That's good. That works.
And because of like Goldie, they want, because I do like the videos.
Oh, right. Oh my God. So it's perfect.
It'll be good.
Are you kidding? You're going to slay.
Thank you.
You're going to slay. They're literally murder the whole party. People are going to be so excited to see you. And you look stunning.
I am liking the way that these lights are bouncing off the sequins.
I know. You're like, you're shimmering. Listen, it's fun when we come in with different energies because I woke up and my eye is like literally puffy, massive, and infected. So
I am your energy. I just don't look it right now.
You know, it's an eye.
I feel like your energy does it.
Yeah. And like, so I went, I was like, it's not that big a deal. It's just on my eyelid. So I went to go work at a coffee shop and then I literally went to the bathroom and it had spread. And I was like, oh my God, it's getting bigger. So I ran to CityMD and I have this incredible quality, which is I get so scared by anybody, any doctor or nurse. Like the nurse went to lean against the wall and I was like, are you scared I'm contagious? And he was like, no, I'm just like relaxing.
I'm tired.
And I said, oh, okay, sorry. And then the doctor came in. And he was like, you have whatever he said. And I started sobbing because I'm so scared. And then he was like, it's not a big deal. I'm going to give you medicine. I said, I'm just scared.
Of what?
He just said really big words. And honestly, sometimes just medical words scare me. So he was like, you have gambacanlycanosis. And I said, oh my God, I knew
it.
How
many months do I have, doc?
Yeah. He was like, this won't affect your, it's not a big deal. I said, I'm just scared. And I've been like feeling badly for honestly a week. And then to have my eye go, I said, I can't lose everything, you know, yeah. And that's how it feels.
Well, at least they caught it early.
They caught it early. And, you know, I feel like Quasimodo, and that's okay. And that's okay.
You'll be good, though. It'll be good.
I think it'll be good. It'll be good. It's humbling. It's humbling first and foremost.
And that's what's important.
And I always say, if I'm not humble, I've got the jumble. So it feels good to have just a big puffy eye that kind of hurts, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
Feels good. So yeah, I've cried a lot today. And, but I'm feeling better because, you know, I have medicine now. And that's all. I believe in medicine. I really do.
That's good.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that. I can't believe you're in LA when Coachella's going on. Well, like, was your flight just like Coachella?
There was definitely some Coachella people.
Yeah.
There was like this really hot guy wearing a very fancy sweatsuit. But then I look, and before the flight even took off,
yeah,
he's completely barefoot walking around the plane.
Disgusting.
And I'm like, can you, A, get out of first class, sir?
Yeah.
You don't have a ticket. Ew. For up here.
No, I don't know how this nomad wandered in.
But no, it was good. I started watching Yellowstone on the plane, and then before I knew it, we were landed.
Wow. A good TV show. What did I watch on the last flight? Oh, I watched like an Emma Roberts movie about love. It was actually a romantic comedy.
I was just talking to someone yesterday who grew up with Emma Roberts and said that she's so terrible.
Oh, no.
I mean, which doesn't surprise me, but does it surprise you?
I guess I always think that people are, I would think if you, I don't know, why would you not be nice? But I guess, yeah, a lot of people aren't. So I guess it doesn't, I'm sad by that news because she seems nice in the movie she was acting. But, you know, I know.
Acting. Oh, I also got a new purse.
Let me see it. Whore. I love it. What's the clasp? It's black with like, I guess, snake skin. Or is it like alligator kind of? Oh, I love it.
It's alligator, honey.
I knew it. That's, yeah, that's fucking fire.
Real. Alligator, honey.
It's real alligator. I wrestled the alligator and then they said, would you like us to turn this into a bag? And I said, you better, bitch.
I paid to go to Florida and hunt the alligator myself.
I absolutely blame all my illnesses on Florida right now. He was like, have you been anywhere? And I was like, Florida. So yeah, like, I'm sure this is why. Yeah. That's so fun. I went shopping yesterday and I did buy a pink, like, I bought myself a prom dress, really.
What is the style?
It's like a tube top. Like, I have to show it to you. It's honestly really cute, but it's like a tube top, kind of like lots of puffy, like puff, but short. So it's like, or like, it's cute. It's cute. I am going to have a, okay, wait, sorry. I'm so sidetracked. You know what I got yesterday?
What?
I got the board game Mystery Dream Date.
What the fuck is
which
that?
Which famously, okay, it's famously in the movie The Santa Claus. The stepdad and the mom don't believe. And the stepdad's like, I wanted a weenie whistle. And like Santa didn't get me a weenie whistle. And then the mom's like, I wanted Mystery Dream Date. It was the only thing I asked for. And like, it wasn't there anyhow. So like, I know it from the movie. And I,
why are the
and
parents
Sarah,
asking for Santa presents?
They're not asking. It's like when they're sharing in the movie why they stop believing and they both stop believing because like they didn't get the thing. Yeah. That they told Santa about or whatever. So anyhow, I bought the board game and then Sarah and I, because I wanted to do this art project to it. And we were like, should we play before we destroy it? I have never had so much fun in my life. It was so fun.
What is the premise of the game?
Okay. Here's the premise of the game. First, you have to collect cards and you either are going to go on a bowling date, a skiing date, a fancy date, or a beach date. And you have to collect your outfit in the cards. You have to get an outfit, an accessory, and then like something to sort of like, I don't know, cover up. Like at the beach, it's like you have to get your bathing suit and a robe and then like your beach bag. So then once you have all, you only can have 6 cards max. But once you have all 3 for a particular date, then you get to open this door. And in the door, depending on how you turn it, a certain man will be revealed. And so you have to, if I like want to go on a bowling date, then I have to get the guy who's like, looks like he's going bowling. And then you keep playing until you go on a date and you match with the date that you have. Ow, my eye. Okay, sorry.
Oh, no. Did you find love at least on your date?
I did. I literally, Sarah won the first game almost immediately. We both were shocked and screaming. And then I won the second time. And we both said, I don't know if this will get better than how we feel right now. So let's take a pause.
Mm.
But it really was, I haven't screamed that loud in a really long time. I screamed.
That's exciting. Sometimes it's exciting.
It was
to scream,
so exciting.
You know?
I love to scream.
We all scream.
Ask for ice cream, especially.
That's what I was just going to say.
Well, I took the words. I said, I know where he's going and I'm going to go there as well. I'd like to. I'd love to.
I have not slept maybe 3 hours since I've arrived in LA. Like I just could not sleep last night or the night before.
Oh, no. You don't knock out in a hotel?
No.
Do you have like melatonin or like any kind of drug?
I forgot.
Oh, God. Run to a CVS and literally, oh, well, you don't won't need it tonight, I'm sure. Maybe you will.
That's what
know.
I thought yesterday because I didn't sleep the day before. So I was like, it'll be fine. And then no.
Okay, run and get melatonin
but then.
But
then I
it's
have to wake
so
up
good.
At 4 a.m. tomorrow. For
okay, forget it. 4 a.m.?
For my flight.
Damn.
And can I tell you, on Friday, I woke up at 5 a.m. in New York to go to Rumble before my flight.
Okay. Who are you trying to impress?
I took a
my 6
a.m. Rumble.
I actually can't relate to you in this moment. I don't know what we haven't got. Yeah, that's you're really wow.
Maybe Jillian Michaels.
That's probably it. She always said, put in the hard work. I forget what she would scream at people, but yeah, wow. Yeah. Good for you, Chris. Damn. I have to start moving my body more. And everybody knows that.
I mean, it does make me feel better.
Yeah, I know. I just like haven't felt better. I can't, but I would like to get to that place where I am, you know, moving my body and working out and feeling strong. I'd love to feel strong, you know?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice?
It would be really nice to feel strong.
It really would. I would feel powerful and I would sort of just like take whatever I wanted from people. I'd say that's mine now.
I love that mentality.
Yeah. It's don't ask.
Take.
Don't tell. Yeah, take.
Don't ask, just take.
Just take if you could. So are you coming back tomorrow and then you're back in the city or do you go somewhere else? I forgot.
I'm flying back tomorrow. Tuesday, I'm going back upstate because the dog's upstate.
Wow. Right.
I'm still planning things because I have to go to Denver on the 26th.
Oh my God. What's in Denver?
My friends are just like going to Denver and my birthday is on the 27th. So they...
It's a birthday trip?
No, it's a trip that I'm going on and it also happens to be during my birthday. Like, I don't even know half of the people going.
Oh, okay. I can't believe that you go on group trips. Like, I could not... I know... When there's more than, like, two people, I'm like, whoa, we're gonna have to pull straws on stuff. Like, I'm just like, I'm scared.
Well, it depends. It's not like I would group trip with anybody. But these are like party friends.
Oh my, you have party friends?
Well, you know,
like
my, they're
I'm
my
like,
friends.
What?
They're my friends, but they also are my friends who
party. Yeah, they're your party friends.
And so like when I've been to Miami, when I've been to New Orleans, when I've been, you know.
Yeah.
It's
like, let's party. We're going to Denver. We're going to,
and of course,
party.
I'm the lamest one because I'm always the first one that's like, okay, I'm going back.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know. Obviously, I wouldn't be invited. But if I were, I would disinvite myself and be like, I'm scared of everybody. It's going to be, well, have fun in Denver. Denver is fun. And honestly, there are some rugged men out there. That's all I'm saying. Listen, what happens in Denver stays there, honey.
Did you see the Bumble conversation I posted yesterday?
I literally was going to bring it up because I think I forget if I responded, but I was livid.
I'm like,
tell them what it was.
This faggot.
It literally.
No, this this guy who lives here, I like matched with him.
Yeah.
We talked very briefly.
Okay.
Like for like 10 minutes. And then
yeah.
It was going well. He seemed nice.
Yeah.
And then I guess he must have seen one of my pictures where like you can see part of my hand and then my nails are painted. And he was like, not gonna lie, nails painted is a huge turnoff for me. I hate anything femme.
Yeah.
Like I like men for a reason. Otherwise I'd be straight. I'm sure you think I'm a jerk right now.
Yeah. No, I don't think it. You are a jerk right now.
Yeah, you're a fucking idiot.
Ew, like I literally loathe that and that is controlling and I don't even know. I actually don't know.
But honestly, fuck off.
Aggressive.
Obviously.
Thank God. It's
but
just
I did
so
say,
aggressive.
I did say, LOL, good luck out there. Because he had been also being like, oh, dating in LA is like so hard. Everyone's so shallow. Nobody cares about like actual people. And then immediately.
Yeah.
I'm like,
oh, that's weird. I'm out.
I'm like, eat fucking shit.
He probably is. I mean, that is psychotic. It's so psychotic. I literally look. Some people, you have to realize, some people actually are afraid to get in relationships, so they look for anything wrong with anyone, so they don't have to be.
Amen. Also, if anybody's watching this on the Patreon, you're getting quite the show with me today.
I know. Really, there's a lot going on behind the scenes. You also get to see my puffy eye. There's a lot happening here.
You should say that you got punched.
Maybe I should. I got punched.
Like, I got punched.
I got punched by this weird
woman named Suzanne.
Suzanne, I didn't even know her that well, but she said, "Nice to meet you. And here's my fist. I'd like to introduce you." And it was just
Suzanne Pennybaker.
Pennybaker, very, very. I wish her, I wish her harm at this point after she's harmed me. But, I digress. Here we are.
Did you finish watching Love is Blind?
Yes, I am caught up.
Are you going to watch the
reunion? It's live tonight. I doubt it because Tim's coming over and he refuses to watch any reality. He's just aggressive about it. So
that's because he doesn't. People act scared of reality. I'm like, can you get over it?
Yeah, he's just like, he's so weird. I'm like, I make fun of it. I'm not saying this is like the gospel truth. He's like, I just cannot. I'm like, ew.
I'm like, I'll watch sports for your ass.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he will because I have a puffy eye and I'm like, help, help. I'm going to be super needy. I can feel it.
That's okay. Sometimes you have to be needy.
What did you think? Like, what are you thinking? I guess you know a lot more than me, but like, do you know who's still together? Can you tell me? It'll be out by then. So like, no spoilers for them.
I think Zach and Bliss are still together.
Okay, love that. I saw that his hair grew out, so I was like, uh-oh, is that a breakup kind of hair change?
There's a lot of rumors, so I don't know. Any of this is true. This is all conjecture.
Okay.
I've only seen it on TikTok and people that are not involved with the show. But that Paul, and if you watch, it's true. Like, when he goes into, when he goes in to talk to Micah after saying no?
Yeah.
When he's, like, walking out, he very clearly, touches the waist of her best friend.
Ew.
Before he walks out the door. And her best friend kind of reacts in a way that.
Uh-oh.
And then him and Micah don't follow each other on Insta. Her and that friend no longer follow each other on Insta. But that friend and Paul follow each other on Insta.
Oh, no.
So there's rumors.
That would be really fucking bad. I was really disappointed in him.
I mean, I felt like they weren't right anyway.
I guess. I just kind of feel like he sucked and he was like, wait, I could never date a scientist. I don't like how logical he was. I'm like, get out. What are you doing? I'm like, we signed up for what's going on.
But also, are you fucking my friend?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's insane. I honestly think she dodged a bullet. He seems like not. I think he seems a little inconsistent to me.
I also have heard rumors that Jackie and Josh are still together.
Okay. I mean, I wish her the best. I think she's super problematic. And so if that's what she wants, mazel to her, but like, bye.
Yeah.
He seems problematic too.
Oh,
so they seem great together. But I'm like, that, what happened there? Marshall, is it? God bless that sweet little man.
Yeah.
So sweet. He did not deserve that.
So the after party for the reunion is tonight too at the place.
Oh my God. Who are you most excited to talk to?
I mean, I don't know how much I'll be talking to them. Like, because the idea, so like it's me and Chloe, that she was on Too Hot to Handle. She was in.
Yeah, of course.
That's
I love
who
Chloe.
I'm co-hosting with.
Okay, obsessed.
And so we're like going up being like, everyone, like, take your seats, get your drinks, whatever, then after we're going up, and because it's the reunion's like 6 minutes away from where we are. So then they're coming there.
Got it.
But then the Netflix people are like, but we're not really sure because depending on what goes down at the reunion.
Right.
We don't know if
some people might need a time
everybody
out.
Will come or what the deal is.
Right, right.
So.
Wow.
It's an interesting concept, a live reunion.
It is an interesting concept. I kind of feel like it's not going to be as like spilling the tea. I feel like everyone's going to be on knowing that like they just have to make it through an hour or 2 hours and like not have a meltdown.
But also it's like, you know, who knows? Maybe it's like, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to.
Yeah. I mean, some people are going to air shit out.
So.
They are going to poke the bear. I'm excited. I mean, I think we're going to find out about Micah and fucking like the tea will be spilled. Eileen or whatever her name is.
Irina.
Who's to say she didn't reach out to Paul? I don't know.
I don't think she did.
Okay. Well, you never know.
I interviewed her, so I do know that.
Oh.
But
some people definitely know. Yeah.
I saw you went rollerblading.
I did. That's what's funny is I felt so great yesterday and I was like, I'm going to rollerblade. And it was so fun. And I'm just excited for summer because I love rollerblading and I love how it's such a, I feel so free when I do it.
I wish I was good at it.
I could teach you.
I haven't rollerbladed in so long.
It comes right back.
You know what I was thinking about? I used to, when I went through a summer, me and my friend, where we were obsessed with pogo sticking.
Oh my God, that's freaking hard. You can pogo?
I could. I had at one time 1,500 pogos in a row.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God. I actually, that's like,
that's
yeah,
a long
I
time pogoing.
Yeah. Cause you have to have really good balance.
That's a lot. Now that I think about it, I'm like, that was amazing.
Yeah, that's sickening. You'll be fine at rollerblading.
I don't know. What else is going on?
Gosh, two infections. I'm at the doc. Let's see. I
watched Matilda because I couldn't sleep.
Okay, obsessed. What? I mean, what better movie than Matilda?
Usually it'll like, yeah, it like calms me until like I fall asleep.
Yeah, yeah. I'm so sorry you couldn't. Not sleeping is the worst.
I know. I hate it. It's so frustrating.
And it's so frustrating.
And I'm like, it's I was like so tired.
I know. I always have like one or two nights a month where I get like insomnia. And like when it happens, I just am like, Jesus, take the wheel. I simply don't know what to do.
Amen.
I mean, I try not to open devices.
I know. I mean, yeah. It's also like I had drank. Yeah. I mean, you know.
But sometimes that helps me fall asleep.
It like sometimes it'll make you fall asleep, but then it's like very like toss and turny.
I know. I get so annoyed where I'll be like, oh, I'm tired. Like, I need to go to bed. And then I get into bed and my body's like, wait, what? Let's rage. And I'm like, you, how come when we're out there, you can't keep your eyes open? And then in the bedroom, I'm like, ding dong, the witch is dead. Like, I'm just bouncing off the walls.
I know. So we'll see. I'm like, I'll sleep, I guess, tomorrow night.
You'll sleep like a baby tonight, I think.
I don't think I will because I have to wake up so early that I know I'm going to.
Oh, you'll sleep on the plane then.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't sleep on planes either.
Okay, maybe when you get back. Do you have to drive upstate?
No, I'm going up on Tuesday on the train.
Oh, good.
I need like very specific parameters to be able to fall asleep. It's a nightmare.
Yeah. What are the parameters?
Like, I need to be, like, basically in my own bed.
And that's it.
And it has to be, I have to have, like, fan on.
Oh.
Something making some kind of white noise.
Kathy Hilton travels with a fan, never forget.
I know. If I had that kind of celebrity, I would demand a fan. But
yeah.
What are you going to do?
I know.
So we'll see. I'm looking forward to like Monday night.
That's going to be really nice. That's going to be a really nice night for you. I'm excited for you.
But yeah. So I don't know. We'll see. I'm like a little anxious. My car, I think, is already here. But it's like not supposed to be here until 3:50. And so.
He just like parks outside?
Yeah.
Cool.
I know. Isn't it?
It would be cool to be a driver. It seems fun.
I bet it's really not, but maybe.
Yeah, I do bet it's not. But there's a part of me that's like, it's nice to have a job where it's like you have to get from point A to point B. And if you did it, you did your job well, you know?
I had actually the driver that I had from the airport to the hotel was a maniac. And like,
oh, no.
He number one, like would roll down the window and flip people off.
Okay. What?
I know. And then be like muttering.
Wait, that's psychotic.
I know. And like muttering under his breath, like insults.
Do you have the same driver?
No, I don't think so.
Thank God. I'd be like, I need a different energy. Please and thank you.
I did have an Uber driver last night. That was so sweet.
That's what when you get a nice driver, it's like, oh my God. Sometimes I'm like, please don't leave me. I like feel like we really bonded.
This guy, I wanted to be like, I'm like, I see you're wearing a wedding ring. How serious is that?
Is it that? Like, where do you have friends or people that you think, I don't know, I connect with?
Yeah, I'm like, it seems like we have a lot in common.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you could have a fling in LA. I do think it would be a nightmare. I don't like that. There's no way it would be like no one's having good sex in LA. That's what I think.
Is that true?
I just think that everyone in LA is obsessed with themselves. So there's no way that during sex, they're not just thinking about themselves.
I don't know if that's true about like everybody, you know, like.
Yeah, it's a big generalization, but I am sticking to it.
Like this Uber driver, for example, who said
he would be a great lover.
He seems like he'd be a good lover. And he was born and raised here. And oh my God. Also told we passed the place and he was like, that place has the best food. And I was like, looks like they also have a mechanical bowl.
Yeah.
And he was like, they do. Yeah, it's both. And I'm like, wow.
Have you ever been on a mechanical bowl?
No.
Me neither.
Would you? I would, obviously.
I definitely would. I honestly I'm like, I'd be great at it, which is like, I'm sure I wouldn't. But in my mind, I would be so good.
I feel like I'd be kind of good.
I mean, I think I'd be really good. I think the strongest part of my body is my legs.
Honestly, same.
So I'm like, I could squeeze the dickens out of that bowl.
I feel like I would have fun, like, with the audience watching it. You know what I mean?
I do, too. I would work that crowd. I would work them.
I got to try out a mechanical bowl.
Let's do that. That would be so fun. Wait, so your birthday, you're going to be away. Are you going to do something when you're back or like?
I don't know. Probably not. I'm not a big like birthday.
Okay.
Birthday person. Guy, you know?
Guy. Yeah, I hear you. I see you.
I wish. Well, no, I don't know. I think because I'm not a big birthday guy, when I turn like 40, I want to do like.
Something big.
Yeah. Like a private island Kim Kardashian moment.
I love that. That's super fun.
What?
But until then, it's like,
yeah, I guess, but it'll be worth it.
It'll be so worth it.
I think it'd be worth it.
I love that.
Anyway, what do you have coming up this week?
This week, I'm literally trying to catch up on everything because I'm so behind on everything. I'm having a lot of fun. I am redoing my whole apartment again. Oh. So that will be. Yeah, I think it'll be
the whole thing.
Well, the kitchen and my bedroom, I never have touched. So like, I want to do both.
What are you going to do?
The bedroom is stumping me. I'm like, I'm not sure what to do. And I also realized like, I never got to decorate my room as a kid. Like you never got to pick the paint or anything. So I love how my room is really calm feeling, but I also feel like I think the most important thing to me in my room is I want to be able to see all of my pretty things. I want to be able to see all my purses, all my jewelry, all the things that I love and kind of like collect at this point. I want to be able to see them. So I think it's going to be building a lot or like getting tons of shelves, you know?
Mm.
But I think that would be really nice for my room. And then, I don't know, part of me wants to do like a landscape mural or something.
That would be amazing.
Wouldn't that be nice if it like from my bedroom, it looks like I'm looking out into like the ocean or like a sunset?
Who would you paint? Would you paint it yourself?
I would probably get Sarah to paint it.
Mm.
She's like a really good artist and I would make it look like a fifth grader attempted.
Yeah, that would be sick.
Wouldn't that be fun?
I would do. I would love a little like mountain view.
That's what I'm saying.
Kind of vibe. Totally.
Yeah. So I'm like on Pinterest trying to just get ideas, you know, just like think about stuff.
Yeah.
It's interesting. So
you just got to go for it.
I got to go for it. And I think I will. I got to land on something fun, but I've been doing that and that's been fun and exciting. And honestly, again, I would just like to feel 100% not just 100% healthy. That would be incredible for me at this point.
And that's all you should be working towards.
Thank you for saying that.
You know?
Yeah, I do. I feel you. Yeah. And I think I like want to go. I have to buy summer clothes. Like all of my summer clothes are too tight that I'm like, okay, I'm triggered.
Mm. Well, it's been so long. They tend to shrink.
That's what it is. They've shrunk. And also, listen, I also think, you know, in the summer, I move my body more and I tend to like, I think just eat better because like it feels gross to eat potatoes in the summer, at least to me. So, but I think I just like fluctuate. So, but to not have like clothes I can grab that fit, I just need to go buy clothes. So that should be on my list of things to do. Summer's hard. I never have good summer clothes.
I hate summer.
I know. It's really hard. It's also hard to turn a look. Yeah, it's like you only get one piece of cloth. Like, good luck making it.
I know.
You know, I know. So it's hard.
Yeah, I fucking hate that shit.
I know. So I've got to figure that out and kind of get something going.
Yeah. Listen, go find lots of tulle. It's light, airy.
Tulle is light. I know. Like, I think if I just buy some shorts too, like, I don't remember. I literally don't remember what I wore last summer. I don't know what I did. I have to go through my closet. It's a mess.
I have to go through my closet and I do go through my closet and then I'm just like, I fucking hate everything in here. And then, you know, every day is a winding road and that winding road leads me to terrible clothing websites.
Like what? Where do you shop?
No, like, you know, like fast fashion-y places that...
Yeah.
I mean, I got this at ASOS, actually, this blaze.
I love it.
But it was like kind of expensive for like what
honestly,
it is.
I went to a Goodwill yesterday and there was a fashionista who was a size 22/24. And the reason I know that is because everything I picked up that I was like, I love this. It was that size. And I was like, somebody came in who was.
That's my size.
And I think you'd want to try it on. But literally like the blazers, the fucking like skirts I saw, pants I saw, iconic.
Ugh, where
and
is
I
this?
Was like,
I gotta go.
Yeah, it's the one in it's a Goodwill and in Park Slope. Honestly, run there. I was like, oh my God.
I never go thrifting because I'm like, I can never find anything.
I wish there were these yellow velvet pants that were there too that were donated by this woman who I'm obsessed with.
God,
I'm like, wherever
fun.
She is. I know.
I want fucking yellow velvet pants.
I should have gotten them.
It's okay. I probably wouldn't have worn them.
Okay, yeah.
Because where am I wearing yellow velvet?
Yeah, I went to one store. I went to try on clothes. One of the doors, that's what's fun about a Goodwill. If there even is a dressing room, there was two. One of the doors was smashed to smithereens. And the other one, there's only one working one. And when I was in there, I heard this girl coming. She was like, is anyone even in there? And instead of knocking, she just absolutely opened the door on me as I had like I was like bent over ass out. Like, I was like, what? And she didn't knock. She just ripped the door open and I had locked it. And the lock was like, LOL, we're not a real lock. We're just an illusion of security. And then she just was like, oh, and closed it. And then when I got out and she was next, she told her friend, like, guard the door for me. And I'm like, you don't need to guard the door as long as people knock, you psycho. Jeez Louise. So that was just like, and there's no mirror inside the dressing room. So you have to go out and look. It's just a very traumatizing experience.
I hate that shit. If there's not a mirror in the dressing room, what is going on?
I don't know.
That's fucked up.
I know. So it was, that was a little traumatizing, but then I found a few really fun things. So I was like, okay, it worked out. And it exhausted me. Literally going to thrift and traveling to Brooklyn, I'm like, I'm exhausted.
Yeah, traveling all the way from where you live to there.
That's what I'm saying.
For thrifting, that's a fucking ambitious choice.
It was a haul. It was a hike. Sarah and I went together, so it was like fun. I had a buddy on the train. But we both on the way back were like, good night. It was like 4:30. We were like, good night.
That's how I feel right now. And I need to pump up.
Yeah, get a Red Bull or like.
I am. But I'm like, I also haven't eaten anything today.
You have to eat.
Except for half of the Snickers bar that I took from the mini bar.
Oh, well, you can finish that. And then honestly, whatever else is in that mini bar. Or I would grab protein. Like I would get a sandwich or like,
I know, something that has. I know. It'll be fine.
They'll have food there maybe, right?
Yeah, probably, right?
Okay, I would snag more snacks than from the vending machine. Have an emergency stash in case.
Yeah, we'll see. LOL. You know? It's like, there's a red carpet and stuff. I'm like...
But you have to eat.
No, I know. I'm just saying it's not a place that I can bring a bag of Cheetos.
Yeah, I mean, you could eat in the car over. I would.
I can't. I have to get in the car here.
But you can, oh.
Where am I getting a sandwich?
The hotel doesn't have food?
I don't have time to get a hotel sandwich.
Okay. I don't know.
It's a brave choice that you're making.
If by not eating?
No, I mean that, I feel like I am making a choice that is bad, but I should have eaten earlier.
Yeah. Or I would text, like, don't you have a handler?
I'm not texting my handler to bring me a sandwich.
No, I would just say, hey, just have a question. Is there going to be food there? If not, I might need to grab something. Is there somewhere nearby?
Okay.
I think that's better than fainting on the carpet.
I don't.
You know?
I would rather faint.
We're different that way. I think my biggest fear is being hungry and being cold. Those are like, I always bring a jacket and... I like always have snacks in my bag.
That mine is being too hot and having to pee.
Wow. We are different.
Everybody has fears.
Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody acts this way.
But on that note, guys, we have to cut it short today because I have to
eat. You have to go.
So wish me luck. And next week,
we'll
talk about how it went and I won't be an anxious wreck.
Fabulous. What a dream. And I'll have a normal eye. So everyone wins.
Hopefully. So until next time, live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rood.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.